Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm an independent affiliate with Live Good. Today we're going to talk about time management. I want to share some of my best daily tips, daily checklists for people who are trying to build their business fast. One thing that I've learned in 21 years of doing this industry is you have to get organized, you have to work from a game plan, and you have to take all-out massive action. Most people in our industry don't do those three things or do them consistently. So have a plan, be consistent, all-out massive action, especially your first 90 days in the business. Anytime you start a new business, you can't really just crawl along and do a little bit. You got to hustle. You got to build that foundation, get some excitement, get some momentum, some rapid growth going in your business. What I've put together on this slide that you see right here are some activities that you could do on a daily basis to grow your business. Now, you don't have to do these exact same things, but my takeaway from this video is you have to identify 3, 4, 5, 6 things that you are going to do every day to move your business forward. They have to be income-producing activities, things that are helping you get more exposures, more people taking a free tour, more people upgrading, more product sales, more customers. If the activities that you're doing are not leading to those things, it is busy work. Surfing Facebook, watching YouTube videos, cleaning your office, organizing your files, busy work will not grow your business. It will have zero positive effect on your business. You have to do the income producing activities. What you see on this list are a bunch of income producing activities that you can do. What I recommend you do if you're trying to build a big business and do it quickly, do 8 to 10 things on this list every day. If you're a real go-getter, do everything on this list every day. The more exposures that you make, the faster your business is going to grow. And you don't have to do this business 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day. I do that. But you can do 1 or 2 hours a day and be very effective if you're organized, if you have a plan, and you take this information you see right here and you put it into your own little checklist for your Live Good business of what you're going to do every day. So one thing you can do, you can message 10 people on Facebook. We have example scripts. If you don't have a script, ask your coach for a script or make up your own. The less you say, the better. I like to do the curiosity type scripts like, have you seen this before? Have you heard of Live Good before? And then wait for them to respond. And if they respond, you would send them the information and the link. You could text 5 people. These could be cold leads. They could be people in your phone. They could be former customers. They could be people you know, people you've worked with in the past. You could call 2 people a day. Calling people is still very effective if you know the person. If it's a complete stranger, don't waste your time cold calling people unless you want a lot of rejection. But if it's someone you know or you know of or you've talked with them before, talking on the phone is a great way to do it. The only downfall of doing that is if you're a talker, you're probably going to say way too much and you're probably going to turn them off about the business. So the less that you say is better. Say less to more people. Another thing you can do is mail postcards. I just ordered 2,500 postcards. We provided examples in our team group. If you're not part of my team and you want to see the example, you can leave a comment below. You can email me. You can message me. I'd be happy to share them. Postcards are a great way to build your business because not many people are doing it. Most people are so obsessed with social media and having an internet presence that they forget the offline strategies. And postcards, I've been mailing postcards for over 10 years. I love it. It works. Just very few people do it or do it consistently. You can send 2 handwritten notes. What I've done, you can't see it real good, but I had, well, you can see it enough. There we go. I had some custom stationery made. It's just got my picture on it and my website and a few other things. And what I like to do is I like to mail 2 handwritten notes every day. It could be to a team member, to a prospect, to a family member, to a friend. And it already has all my website information on there. So there's nothing really for me to say about my business. I also have these. And I do apologize. These are a little bit hard to see. But this is a, there we go. This is a generic postcard that I have. It's just basically got my picture, my website, my phone number, my email, and it's blank. And I just write a little handwritten note on there. And I mail those every day. You can hand out 5 drop cards per day. A drop card is basically the same thing as a business card, except it is focused around a marketing message. It has a headline, a few bullet points, and a call to action. We have example of drop cards in our group. Also, you can email me or message me. I'll happily send you some examples. You can leave these when you're out and about running errands. I like to put them in with my bills. My wife and I also have an eBay business, so I put drop cards in my outgoing packages. And I also like to leave them at the gas pump, on bulletin boards, in convenience stores, at the grocery store. You can also just give them to people. You can do a Facebook Live every day. I don't just recommend doing a live about the company. You could talk about a product. You could talk about the benefits of a product. Like, here's an example of one of our products. This is our coffee. So you can make a Facebook Live, my top five favorite brands of coffee. And you can review five different brands of coffee and then say, hey, if you'd like to learn more about my favorite coffee, send me a message or send me an email and I'll send it to you. So you don't want to just always say live good. Curiosity is what sells. Be as generic as possible, as often as possible. You can give out 20 flyers a day. You can have a little flyer made. The best flyers I have that I've found, you just take a blank piece of paper and you can write a little message on it in pen. It does not need to look pretty. You don't want it to look pretty. You want it to look ugly. I mean, really ugly. And it can say something like, want to work from home and make extra money? Check out my website. That's it. And you handwrite it. You can draw some pictures on it, you know, make it look whatever, and give it to people. People are so obsessed with fancy graphics and how pretty something is. That is not what's important in marketing. It's your message that's important in marketing. So if you want to create a fancy flyer, you can. I'm not using one. I'm just using chicken scratch and then photocopying on my printer and giving those out. You can do a three-way call with a prospect and a team member. I don't recommend this for most people. What I tell people to do, visit my website, watch the six-minute video, take a free tour. This is what you want to say to people. Visit my website, watch the video, take a free tour, and let's talk. If you get convinced or if you fall into that trap of trying to explain everything to people, you're either going to talk them out of the business, you're going to mess it up, or you're going to be so good at it that they think they can never do what you do. So keep it short and sweet. Say less to more people. Visit my website, watch the short video, take a free tour, and then let's talk. I'm not going to explain anything to anyone if they're not even willing to take a free tour and chat. The next one, you can reverse prospect anyone who pitches you. If someone emails you about a business, reverse prospect. If someone Facebook messages you about a business, reverse prospect them. If someone sends you some type of business opportunity information in the mail, reverse prospect them. I reverse prospect everybody. If you email, text, call, Facebook me, you are getting something back from me about my business. And I've just found it to be quite effective and it's easy. You can collect two business cards from strangers and email them. Now, here's what I found. Most people, if they own a business, they love to give out their business card. So rather than you give out your business cards, if you just strike up a conversation with someone, ask them, hey, can I get your business card so we can stay in touch? I don't know any entrepreneur that would not give you their business card if you ask. They'll probably give you 10 of them and say, here, take them. You can also go to bulletin boards at gas stations, at the grocery store, and you can take some of the business cards that people leave on there off and then follow up with them. You can wear the Live Good clothing. They've got hats and shirts and tank tops in the back office. When you're wearing that, don't wear it to your job. Get yourself in trouble. But when you're out and about, when you're at the gym, when you're running errands, you can wear your Live Good shirt. And if people see it, they might ask you, hey, what's Live Good? And now it's opened up a conversation you can have with them. You can update your email signature. What I recommend you do is you have a very generic email signature. Do not say independent Live Good affiliate. Check out my website. Nobody cares about that. You want to say something like tired of your long commute, tired of having a crazy boss, want to work from home and make some extra money, visit my website. And then you hyperlink it to your Live Good site. Very simple, easy to do. You can also focus on a product. Want to lose that last 20 pounds? Looking for affordable weight loss products that work? Check out my website for more information. Those are two examples of an email signature. You can share a testimonial with someone. There are tons of testimonials in the company's product testimonial Facebook group. You can go there and get testimonials. You can contact one of your team members and offer them your help, not just the people you enrolled in the business, but the people they enrolled. Reach out to at least one person on your team a day and just ask them, hey, is there anything I can do to help you with your business? They might say no, they might say yes, but at least you know you did your part and you asked them for help. You can post in a Facebook group. There are lots of Facebook groups. Just to clarify, do not go and just spam Facebook groups. Your link, you shouldn't post your link in any Facebook group, but there are a lot of groups on Facebook that allow you to post your business in their group. If you're going to do that, do not say Live Good. Do not post your link. Use a curiosity post. Get people to respond, and then you private message them with your information. If you just post Live Good everywhere, people are going to go to Google. They're going to look up Live Good, and they're going to join someone else, not you. So keep it generic. And that's going to help a lot. You can reach out to five people in LinkedIn. I personally have like 16,000 connections on LinkedIn. I reach out to a few every day. And LinkedIn is great, in my opinion, because people are there to expand their network. They're there to make more money. They're there to enhance their career, level up their career. So they're looking for something better. They're looking for other people to connect with. And it's much more easier to talk about business on LinkedIn than it is on Facebook, in my opinion. You can buy an ad. You can buy an ad anywhere. You can buy a Craigslist ad, a classified ad. You can buy an ad in a magazine. You can buy a banner ad. You can buy a SafeList ad. You can buy an email ad. Experiment with some different ads. I don't recommend you do that until you've worked through some of your warm market. You can publish a YouTube video. If you're not making YouTube videos, you are leaving a ton of leads on the table. People go to YouTube to learn more about LiveGood. You want to have some videos there. My goal the first month in LiveGood is to make 100 videos that I put on YouTube about LiveGood, so that when people search for it, some of them find my video and they end up joining my team. You can also do a Facebook Reel. Here's a very simple strategy. You can take out your phone, and I'm not real good with my phone. I know some people are. You can take out your phone. You can hold it over your head. You can, you know, do the dance, play a song, whatever, something curiosity based. And then you turn that into like a 20-second reel, and you can put some text on it, like, want to learn how you can make money from home. Email me for more information. And then what you do, you upload that to Facebook Reels. You can upload it to TikTok Reels, and you can upload it to YouTube Reels. So now that one piece of content became three pieces of content, all working for you 24/7. You can do a Facebook story. I'm still new to Facebook stories. I don't have Facebook on my phone, so it makes some of these things a little difficult. But you can do a Facebook story. I do not recommend you say LiveGood or show the products, because once again, people are going to go to Google. They're going to go to YouTube. They're going to type in the name of the product, and they're going to buy from someone else, or they're going to learn it from someone else. So if you have a product like the coffee, as an example, don't show the canister. You can show you drinking the coffee. That's perfect. But don't say the product name or show it, because curiosity is what sells. You can launch a new rep. If you have people on your team, help them launch their business. Help them share this video with them, share this checklist with them, and help them get started quickly. You can post a curiosity post on Facebook. You can ask a question. Hey, who here would love to learn how to work from home? Who here would love to have an extra $500 a month? Who here would love to be their own boss? And as people respond, you don't say LiveGood in the responses. You private message each person and you start a conversation with them. You can do a TikTok reel. We just explained how you can take a Facebook reel, make it a TikTok reel, and make it a YouTube reel all in one. Same piece of content. You can do that all in like 5 minutes and have all that content working for you. You can share a picture or pictures on Instagram. Do not share the actual product pictures, okay? Share pictures of you using the product and stay generic. Curiosity sells. I know I've said that a lot. I really want to drill that home so you understand that. You can spend 10 minutes to learn something more about the products or the business. You can log into your back office, just spend 10 minutes and learn something about a product. And then here's the important part. Share what you learned on Facebook. Share what you learned on email or on text, or with at least one person on your team or one prospect, and pay that forward. You can also help a team member do any of these things. So this is a list that I put together. Is this comprehensive? I don't know, but this is a good starting point if you're looking for things to really grow your LiveGood business fast. If you have other tasks that work for you that are not on this list, by all means do those, or combine your tasks with a few of these. And if you're trying to create a full-time income here or even a decent income, I recommend you do at least 8 to 10 things on this list, 5 to 6 days a week, every week, not for a week, not for a month, not for 6 months, forever. 8 to 10 tasks a day, 5 to 6 days a week, continuously. And you can do that in an hour, 90 minutes a day, if you're organized, if you work from a plan, if you manage your time wisely and you're self-disciplined and you can follow through. So that concludes today's training. I know it's a lot of information. It's like drinking out of a fire hose, but I hope you got some value from this. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. If you have a good tip that I could add to this checklist, share it with me. I'd be happy to update this and give people additional options. I appreciate you watching. I have links in the description box below this video or below this podcast that you can check out. I hope you have a great day, and make sure you click on the links and learn more about what I'm doing and how you can join our LiveGood team. We're taking this thing to the top, and I'd love to help you and have you on the team. With that, everybody, have a great day. Talk to you soon.